Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to really get into the sound of the Netflix miniseries Project UFO. It dropped April 16th, 2025.
Yeah, and this isn't just, incidental music. We're talking about something pretty central to the show's whole feel, how people reacted to it.
Definitely. So, Project UFO, or Project UFO for the original Polish title. Remind us, what's the setup?
Right, it's a four-parter set back in 1980s Poland, the PRL era, Polish People's Republic, fictional town Truskosy up in the Warmia region, and it all kicks off with this supposed UFO sighting.
And we follow two main guys, right? Jan Polgar, he's got this UFO TV show.
Yeah, and Zbigniew Sokolik, who's like the local ufologist, really invested in it all.
So the story kind of spirals out from there. Media hype, personal obsessions, the state getting involved.
Exactly. It juggles a lot. It's sci-fi, but also a thriller. Definitely some political satire aimed at the PRL times, and this dark, kind of quirky humor running
And
through.
they're saying the soundtrack is key to holding all that together.
I think so, yeah. It's more than just mood music. It helps you navigate those shifts in tone from sci-fi mystery to like Cold War paranoia. And people notice lots of comments about the cool soundtrack and how it really nailed the 80s feel.
Okay, so who are the sonic architects behind this?
It's Piotr Imar Waglowski and the band Fizz Imade Twierdziwe.
Right, let's unpack that a bit. Piotr Imar Waglowski. I see he gets an individual music credit
He
sometimes.
does, and he's not new to this. He scored other Polish films and TV shows like My Wonderful Life, The Teacher. So he has that experience of, writing for the screen.
And Fizzy made Twierdziwe. That's a pretty well-known name in Polish music, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Highly regarded. It's essentially two brothers, Bartek Fizz Waglowski and Piotr Imade Waglowski. Yeah, the same Piotr.
Ah, okay, so a family affair.
Sort of, yeah. And their band sound is really interesting. They mix hip-hop, jazz, electronic stuff, alternative. It's
Yeah.
quite a blend. They bring a lot to the table musically.
And they're actually in the show, too.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. They pop up as musicians in, I think, three of the four episodes. It suggests they were really integrated into the whole thing, not just hired guns for the score.
That makes you wonder about how they work together. Waglowski credited alone, but also with the band.
Exactly. Maybe he laid down the main themes, the core ideas, and then the band kind of fleshed them out, added textures, performed parts. It feels more collaborative than just score plus a few songs.
Like a really tight integration.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And for anyone wanting to just listen, there is an official soundtrack album out. Project UFO, soundtrack from the Netflix series, released by Netflix Music. It's on the streaming platforms.
Good to know. Okay, let's get into the sound itself. Everyone mentions this electronic climate, lat OCMZACH, the 80s electronic atmosphere. What does that actually sound like in the show?
Well, you're hearing a lot of synthesizers, obviously, different kinds, creating melodies, textures, and those pulsating sequencer lines are key. That rhythmic pulse you associate with early electronic music.
And the drums.
Programmed drum machines, for sure. Those iconic 80s beats, plus effects, reverb, maybe some chorus, giving it that spacey, slightly shimmery quality that was everywhere back then. People really picked up on how authentic it felt.
It's interesting how that specific sound palette works for so many different parts of the show, like for the sci-fi mystery part.
Yeah, electronic sounds just lend themselves to that feeling of the unknown. Technology, maybe something alien,
Yeah,
right?
but then you have the thriller side, the Cold War paranoia.
And the same synths can sound really tense. Think driving bass lines, maybe repeating arpeggios, building suspense, or even some dissonant sounds to create unease. It fits that whole vibe of suspicion, state control.
What about the humor? The
Yeah.
satire?
Well, sometimes those 80s sounds can seem a bit maybe over the top or dated to us now. So using them ironically, like a big dramatic synth flourish when something absurd happens, can really highlight the satire. It's quite clever.
And it's not just any 80s sound, is it? It's meant to feel like 1980s Poland.
Absolutely. It works hand in glove with the production design, the costumes, everything to put you right there in the PRL era.
Which makes you think why electronic music specifically, they could have leaned more into Polish rock or folk from the time.
That's a really good question. I think the choice is significant. The 80s in Poland, that was a tense time, politically, socially. Using electronic music, often seen as Western modern, could be a subtle commentary.
How so?
Maybe hinting at the sort of dehumanizing side of the state, the artificiality of propaganda, or anxieties about technology versus control. But maybe also escapism. Some synth sounds might have felt futuristic, hopeful, contrasting with the reality, adds layers,
Yeah, definitely more than just setting the time period. So thinking about the story itself, how does the score work with the narrative themes? I know the creator, Casper Bajan, did a lot of research.
Yeah, you can feel that intentionality.
Yeah.
Take the main UFO mystery. Does the music make it feel wondrous, like real contact? Or does it feel more detached, maybe hinting it's all human-made, a hoax or something?
It probably walks a fine line.
I guess so. It likely keeps that ambiguity alive.
Yeah.
And for the Cold War stuff, the state control, you can imagine tense, minimalist cues, maybe droning sounds that just ramp up that feeling of being watched.
And the media angle, Polgar's TV show.
Oh, I bet the music for his show within the show is probably quite satirical. Like maybe overly dramatic synth hits, a theme tune that sounds grand but maybe a bit empty, underscoring that whole sensationalism aspect.
What about belief versus skepticism?
Yeah.
Does the music differentiate characters like Sokolik?
It could. Maybe Sokolik the Believer gets themes that sound a bit more sincere. Warmer synth tones, perhaps.
Yeah.
While the skeptics get something more detached, ambiguous. And again, that electronic sound is just perfect for the satire, the quirkiness.
Any specific musical influences you hear or suspect, like Vangelis, Tangerine Dream, maybe Polish electronic artists from the 80s, or even modern synthwave?
Could be any or all of those, really. But I think the most important thing the score does is maintain ambiguity. The whole show lives in that space between what's possible and what's probable.
Right.
And the music seems designed to keep us in that uncertain state, too. It avoids hitting you over the head with emotion. It blends styles. It uses sounds you can interpret in different ways. It mirrors the show's core tension.
Can you give an example, like in a sighting scene?
Sure. The music might sound kind of ethereal, wondrous, but maybe with a subtle, unsettling undercurrent, never fully committing to awe or dread. Or, for, say, the political figures, the music might sound deliberately mundane, almost bureaucratic.
Which makes their actions feel even creepier.
Exactly. It doesn't give you easy answers emotionally. It fits the complexity.
Okay, let's dig a bit deeper into the actual sound design. What instruments are making up this 80s electronic core?
Well, obviously synthesizers are front and center, a whole range probably.
Right.
Melodies, bass lines, atmospheric pads, sound effects, likely drawing on both analog and early digital synth sounds from the era or good modern emulations.
And the rhythm section. Gotta have those 80s drums.
Oh, yeah. Drum machines are crucial. You're probably hearing sounds reminiscent of things like the Roland TR-808, maybe a Lindrum. Those really define the era's sound.
Anything else? Guitars, bass.
Quite possibly. Electric guitars or bass could be in there, maybe processed with 80s effects like chorus, delay to blend in. Or maybe synth bass handling the low end, doing those pulsing lines.
So it's this carefully crafted retro sound, but the show itself sounds very modern in its mix, right? It's available in Dolby Atmos.
It is, yeah, and that Atmos mix is pretty significant here. It's not just surround sound, it's object-based. Sounds can be placed precisely anywhere in 3D space, even overhead.
Which seems perfect for a show about UFOs and paranoia.
Totally. Think about what you can do with that. Little unsettling electronic glitches that seem to come from behind you, or a disembodied whisper that feels like it's hovering just above your head.
Creepy.
Yeah, or just using those layered synth textures to completely envelop you in sound during tense moments.
Okay.
It pulls you deeper into that ambiguous, unsettling world. It's not just left, right anymore. It's all around you.
Now, there was also that promotional single, Maz to Igree, You Have It in Your Blood, by Fizzy Maid Torziwo. What does that tell us?
Well, the fact they did a standalone single is interesting. It reinforces how involved they were. And again, thinking about them also appearing in the show as musicians.
Yeah.
It creates this cool interplay.
You have it in your blood. What do you make of that title in the show's context?
It's intriguing, isn't it? Could mean a few things. Maybe that innate human curiosity, the drive to know the unknown, like Sokolik has.
Or something darker.
Maybe. Like a predisposition to believe anything, or even a tendency towards deception. Both are themes in the show. Or maybe it's broader about Polish identity or just being shaped by that PRL environment. It's speculative without lyrics, but the title definitely makes you think.
And the band, being both composers and performers within the fiction, feels a bit meta.
It does. In a show all about media creating reality, disinformation, blurry lines, having the real musicians on the fictional TV screen, it's like a little wink to the audience, isn't it? A nod to how narratives are constructed, adds to the satire.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. What's the final verdict on the soundtrack's role in Project UFO? How's it been received?
I think it's fair to say the soundtrack is one of the show's defining features. That specific 80s electronic sound, but with a Polish twist, it just navigates the different genres so well. It creates this unique mood, nostalgic, tense, kind of alluring.
Capturing that ambiguity we talked about.
Exactly. And the reception reflects that. Very positive from audiences and critics. Lots of praise for the atmosphere the music creates. Even got a nod from Hideo Kojima, which is pretty cool.
And it feels distinct, not just another Stranger Things clone.
No, definitely not. Despite the 80s setting, it feels fresh, its own thing. And the music is a huge part of that. It's not just wallpaper. It's actively telling the story, highlighting the mystery, dialing up the paranoia, adding to the satire, keeping you guessing. If you watch, listen for how those synth pulses build tension. It's really effective.
So definitely worth seeking out the soundtrack album itself, even if you haven't seen the show.
Absolutely. If you're into innovative scoring or that whole retro 80s sound reimagined or just immersive sonic world, it's a great listen. It really does transport you to the show's specific headspace.
Right. So the big takeaway, the Project UFO soundtrack isn't just accompaniment. It's a vital, rich part of the series, shaping the story and the viewer experience through that distinctive electronic sound and its thematic weight.
Definitely. And maybe a final thought for you listening. Think about that specific choice.
Mm-hmm.
Using electronic music in 1980s Poland, such a charged time and place. How does that deliberate sonic choice maybe shift how you think about technology or control or how people react to the unknown? Not just in this show, but maybe. What other stories could be told or retold with surprising sound choices like this?
Yeah. What other stories could benefit from that kind of unexpected sonic pairing? Something to chew on.